Hello, everybody. This is Coach Michelle Casto with Ecstatic Success. I am an author, an energy healer, and destiny activator. And I would love to share with you today some tips and techniques and daily practices to activate your creative power. And these are things that you can easily do every day. And once you get into a habit, you can learn to run your energy more fluidly and harmoniously no matter what is going on. So I'm really excited that you're here, and I know that you're going to get a lot out of this. I'm also going to provide a guide with written steps for you so that you can follow this along as you're listening, or to remind you of what to do if you forget. So I am excited that you're here because you're about to learn how to direct the way your life unfolds and become the master of your own destiny. And it's your everyday destiny. It's how we're living every day that really matters. We really do have a hidden sleeping power inside that once we can awaken it, we can learn how to magnetize more of what we desire. So our highest destiny is really to learn to live in alignment with our soul's purpose, and that is to be able to consciously create how you respond to and relate to, you know, whatever life is bringing to you. So I'm going to share with you some techniques that you can use throughout your day to help you shift your consciousness and activate that irresistible life force energy that will help you create an amazing reality. So I really do call this how to activate your creative power. So when you wake up in the morning, that is a very important time. The first few moments really set the tone for your entire day. So right away, speak passionately to yourself words of encouragement. Say something like, "Good morning, Michelle. Today is going to be a great day full of love, connection, and adventure. And I encourage you to set three energetic ways of being for the day." That really helps. The second thing you want to do is visualize your day going well. So while you're still in your morning routine, visualize yourself engaging in your tasks or activities with happiness and enthusiasm. Create the intention to be relaxed and peaceful no matter what lies ahead. And this will help you create a predominant energy that moves out into the universe, paving the way for today, tomorrow, and beyond to have more success with ease. Early on in your day, you want to be sure to take some me time. You know, at the beginning of the day, practice a form of self-care, whether that's yoga, stretching, taking a walk, or reading something inspirational. This gets the energy pumping in the right way and really, really helps. I often encourage my clients actually to put on music and do a dance and really dance it out. That really pumps up your energy and gets you into a flow state. You also want to take a moment in the morning to review written goals or intentions. You know, people that write their goals down get 5 times more accomplished than those who don't. And it's a deceptively simple thing to do. Make sure that you are reviewing them. And, you know, when you look at them, you know, say them with conviction so that you really can feel it as if it is, you know, occurring in your life. And this gives you a time to, you know, kind of review the bigger picture and why you're doing some of the more mundane things that you may have to do in order to get that big picture reality to come true. Now, once you've done the morning things, you know, life's going to kind of take you away. So throughout your day, you really want to focus on choosing to be harmonious. You know, when harmony is your way of being, you're more open and receptive to yourself and to others in the world around you. It's a really powerful vibration. So when you're living in total choice, you know, with harmony as your foundation, you become more of a magnet to having desires come to you and flow to you with more ease and grace. If you do get triggered, place your hand on your heart, take a couple deep heart-centered breaths, and say, "I can choose peace, I can choose love, I can choose courage instead of this." This will bring you back to center. Along with this, you want to check in with yourself. You know, regularly say, "How am I feeling right now?" If you're not really feeling that 8, 9, or 10, then choose to activate an energy of appreciation or optimism. You know, and you can do this by looking around you and seeing what you have to appreciate and really feeling that from the essence of your heart, maybe petting your dog or looking out in nature. You really want to take time to appreciate everything that is already around you. You also want to watch what you say to yourself. And I have a little phrase that I'd encourage you to try on Try saying, I, and state your name, solemnly promise to only speak that which I want to be true, especially when I'm talking to myself. So what you say to yourself, what you're thinking to yourself is really important. And that kind of goes into directing your thoughts and making sure that, you know, where you're directing your attention and your feelings and your thoughts are towards things that are in the inspired possibilities realm. So one thing I know a lot of us are, you know, wanting to have more success. So you can tell yourself, I know what to do to have the success I want. I do it, it's easy, and it works. That's a very positive mantra and way of thinking that's going to put into the universe, you know, more of what you want. Another thing to do is to ask empowering questions. You know, the quality of your life is really determined by the quality of your questions. So make sure that instead of asking questions that are disempowering, like why me or why is this happening or things like that, I want you to say, what's good about this that I can't see yet? And what greatness can I be here? What else is possible? You know, what do I choose now? Who can help me with this? Or what am I here to learn? These are much more empowering questions. The other key is to shift your energy as it comes up. So you may feel resistance or fear. Maybe you're having a telephone conversation, or maybe you need to go to the doctor or something that, you know, you're resisting. Get into your alignment space first and say things that you want to hear, such as, I have the power to create the destiny that I want to be a part of, or I know that this is going to turn out for my highest good. So you may also find it helpful to transform the fear, doubt, or insecurity into a form or color and move it outside of your body and then change the color and the size. You know, when you start to realize that you can transform the energy that's going on within you, you really start to become the master of your own everyday destiny. It's really powerful stuff. Now, after we've gone through our day, now we're at the end of the day, we want to give gratitude before going to sleep. So this is where you may write out 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for. You may just take a moment and reflect on it, and maybe put your hand on your heart and center and, you know, reflect on the good things that happened in your life. I've also used a gratitude jar or vase where I've written things down on a piece of paper and put it in there so that on a day that I need, you know, maybe it's a really challenging day, I can go to that jar and I could pull out my pieces of paper and review and go, wow, you know, things really do go my way. You can also make a request for a good night's sleep or even to have an insightful dream. So before nodding off, you may say aloud, you know, I sleep comfortably through the night and wake up refreshed and I'm raring to go in the morning. Or something like, I receive guidance and helpful information from the divine in a way that I can remember and understand. These requests will start to penetrate your subconscious mind and bring to light, you know, important insights and solutions that you would like to have access to. So really, the key is to remember that every moment of your life is a new opportunity to breathe deeply, you know, smile, you know, with that heart smile, and to connect with your soul. And you absolutely deserve to have the happiness and success that you desire. And if you put these practices to the test, I think you're going to enjoy how things seem to get more into a flow. Another thing that I'd like to share with you is a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. He is rich who owns the day, and no one owns the day who allows it to be invaded with fret and anxiety. Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well, and soon you can see that it is serene with and high in spirit to be cumbered with your own nonsense. This new day is too dear with its hopes and invitations to waste a moment on the yesterdays. So again, write it on your heart that this day is the best day of your life. And if you live that way, you'll always be in the moment. So if you would like a mentor who has been there and done that and learned the hard way sometimes, you know, how to live more in the moment, how to find that inner peace and activate the courage and the love and the peace inside, then I may be the mentor for you. And what I do is I combine a unique formula of spiritual guidance, mindset resetting techniques, and I use a very empathic and intuitive process to help my clients access more self-love, courage, clarity, and confidence, which is essential to creating their life on purpose and with the highest consciousness. I really help you cut through the illusions and the limitations that you may have been buying into so that you can start to see the light of your own truth. So I encourage you to visit me on Coach Michelle Casto, and I want to encourage you to shine your light because the world really does need your light. I'll see you soon. Thank you, everyone.